No matter who you are or where you come from, encountering difficulties is a natural part of life that unites all of us here on Earth. Whether you are in the middle of a big life challenge right now or preparing for a future roadblock, there's nothing wrong with needing a little bit of inspiration to get you through the tough times. And there is no better way to get the motivation you need than to hear an uplifting story on Happy Mind, Happy Life podcast, which is available on all podcast platforms. Hello and welcome to Happy Mind, Happy Life, a podcast where I share stories from around the world to get their unique perspectives on life, friendship and happiness. My name is Sonali and I use my 20 plus years of experience as a writer, entrepreneur and mom to dig deep into complex issues of life and happiness in a relaxed and entertaining way from my cozy living room. Thank you for joining us today. The monkey found the town to be more exciting than the orchard. Sneaking into houses, he began stealing food, causing chaos and upsetting the townspeople. Welcome to Happy Mind, Happy Life. This is Sonali and you're listening to Season 3, Episode 15, and the topic is Questioning Habits. Once upon a time, there was a mischievous monkey who lived in a mango orchard. Day after day, he would swing from tree to tree, indulging in the ripe mangoes to his heart's content. The orchard keeper grew tired of the monkey's antics and tried to trap him, but the clever monkey always managed to escape. One fateful day, the curious monkey ventured into a nearby town. He followed the carts that were carrying the mangoes from the orchard. The hustle and bustle of the town captivated him, and he couldn't resist exploring the place. Sneaking into houses, he began stealing the food. He was causing so much chaos that it upset the townspeople. The monkey found the town to be more exciting than the orchard, and he decided to make it his new home. Time passed and the once mischievous monkey became a dreaded presence in the town. Whenever he appeared, the people would cry out in fear, knowing the trouble he would cause. Driven to their wits' end, the townspeople sought the help of a wise juggler passing through town. They pleaded with him, "Please find a way to get rid of this troublesome monkey." The juggler hatched a plan using peanuts. He asked the townspeople to bring him jars with narrow necks. Once the jars were gathered, he filled them with peanuts and placed them in an open field. The monkey, naturally curious, couldn't resist investigating the jars when he noticed them. He went close, he peered inside, he discovered the delightful sight of plump, tempting peanuts. The monkey, unable to resist, reached into the jar and clutched a handful of peanuts. But sadly, the monkey found out that he couldn't get his clenched fist from the jar's narrow neck. His hand was now too big to slip out of the jar's narrow neck when it was filled with the peanuts. But his greed blinded him and he refused to let go of any peanuts. His greed had trapped him and the townspeople seized the opportunity and captured him, finally ending his reign of mischief in the town. This story teaches us an important lesson about the consequences of greed. Like the monkey, many of us have habits or tendencies that lead us to go astray. We might find ourselves drawn to certain behaviors or environments that provide instant gratification but bring harm in the long run. Just as the monkey's greed led to his downfall, our own unchecked desires can lead us down a path of trouble and regrets. Take some time to pause and reflect on your habits. Question if they truly serve your best interest. Resist the allure of thoughtless actions and immediate pleasures, and instead make choices that contribute to your well-being and the well-being of others. The story of the monkey and the juggler reminds us that our habits and greed can trap us. It teaches us the importance of letting go. As Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "Sow a thought and you reap an action. Sow an act and you reap a habit. Sow a habit and you reap a character. sow a character and you reap a destiny. Let's keep this in mind as we go about our day. Let's sow seeds of thoughtful actions and break free from the traps we set for ourselves to shape a more promising future. Thank you for tuning in to Season 3, Episode 15 of the Happy Mind, Happy Life podcast. This is your host, Sonali. Join us next time as we continue our journey of discovery through the world of stories. Until then, stay curious, stay inspired, and as always, keep turning the pages of life. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. The podcast is available on all major platforms around the world. For video podcasts in other languages, please log into our YouTube channel. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Happy Mind Happy Life Podcast and on Facebook at Happy Mind Happy Life Podcast or on YouTube at Happy Mind Happy Life Podcast. That's all for this episode, folks. See you next time. Bye.